This week, members of the Iowa Honey Producers Association descended on the Iowa State House to talk about honey production, bees, and economics. We happened upon their educational display and remembering a recent news story we had last week about bee kills on the West Coast and the worries about pollinating crops there, I took a few moments to chat with Andrew Joseph, the state apiarist, Carrie Knauer, a hobbyist, and Phil Ebert, a professional honey producer. I started out with Andrew Joseph and asked him about bee kills here and what that means to the economics of production.
Well, it's winter here in Iowa, so we'll really know things as the weather warms up. Right now, I'm getting reports from some beekeepers their bees are doing quite well. Despite these extreme cold events and all this, the bees are coming through okay. But I'm also getting a lot of reports of the other. I think a lot of bees are dying, clusters dwindling. You know, there really is some meat to that NPR report that you just mentioned. It's going to be a decent loss year, I'm afraid.
And this has further implications outside of honey production and beekeeping. It has to do with pollination of crops, yes?
Yes. A lot of our bees from here in Iowa are actually spending the winter out in the almonds right now. The almond orchards are in bloom in California, and our bees are there as pollinators. And that's where a lot of these reports are coming back of bees that were in great shape in the fall, now that they're out there, where the weather's better than what it is here in Iowa, undeniably, and they're just shrinking and collapsing out there. A lot of those reports are coming in at about 60% loss out there, which is pretty extreme. That's unusual.
We're going to turn our attention to the vice president of the association. Carrie, here on the ground, you're a beekeeper. You're a honey producer. And so tell me, what are things like economically with regard to your business? Are you seeing an increase in business? Is this mysterious issue of honeybees dying over the past couple of years, is that impacted your business?
A little bit, yes. For the most part, we're more of a hobby beekeeper, so we work out of our backyard. But lately, we've increased our business a little bit.
Well, one of the things, hobby beekeepers are almost like hobby winemakers or beer makers. There's still an economic reality to all that. Wouldn't that be right, Eric?
Correct. It is.
You're a commercial bee and honey producer out of Linville, out of Jasper County. Phil Ebert, what's the impact with regard to the issues that we're seeing with honeybees dying and the impact on your business?
Oh, it's huge. We're making money packing honey. Sometimes I think we're keeping bees for fun. And these parasites that get on the bees are a huge issue. And the bees cannot stand the load of those that they used to because the viruses in these colonies have become tremendously efficient at being transmitted through these parasites. And as far as what my winter loss is here, I have no idea. We got a load in California that's held up really good. But cold weather does not kill bees, but with all the other stress that's on them, sometimes it's just the last nail in the coffin.
Over the years, we've heard lots of comments about pesticides, about herbicides, about parasites, all combining to cause significant damage to the bee population, some in the millions of dollars. Is that real here in Iowa?
You bet. We're dealing with what I think of as a four horsemen of the apocalypse for bees. We got varroa mites, we got viruses, we got poor forage, because herbicides kill everything, and the DOT mows everything out of the doggone median, and then you throw insecticides into the mix, and it's like four strikes and you're out.
You're here at the state capitol, Carrie. What are you hoping to accomplish for the Honey Producers Association of Iowa?
We're just trying to create more education, educating people about honeybees in general and what they can do on their level, things that they can do to prevent the destruction of the honeybee.
And for a commercial producer, what are your hopes looking towards the future? Can the legislature actually do anything about the bee kills and the loss of production?
Well, I don't know about bee kill. They'd have to put some teeth into the bee law. But what we can try to accomplish here is they're farming ground out there that shouldn't be farmed. Commodity prices are way down. Let's encourage pollinator strips. There are programs available through the FSA, Xerxes societies, that are cost-sharing programs. And the other thing that's relatively minor we could do, if they could just hold down the doggone mowing on the DOT. And I know mowing's important for controlling noxious weeds, but we used to have some bees down along 163 by Pella. As soon as that trefoil came into full bloom, they'd mow it. And we're looking at stuff that's a foot tall. You know, if they want to take a swath down the shoulder, that's fine. Give me a break. You know, because cutting that stuff, I mean, it'll come back and bloom again, but it's not as good. And it's harmful to all pollinators to have that cut at full bloom. So those are a couple of little things that could make a big difference.
Thank you, Phil.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And Ed, thanks for speaking with us.
Sure, thank you very much.
Our thanks to the members of the Iowa Honey Producers Association for spending some time talking about bees, honey, economics, and pollination. Didn't know, did you? We'll have a link to them up on our radio blog. Stay with us. More to come here on the Business News Hour.